On this episode of No Common Sense, Levi becomes the 14th Doctor and travels away in the TARDIS. I hitch a ride in Doc Brown's DeLorean. Noah sends some particles to 2088. And Jared uses a time turner to help put the magic world back in order. And we're back with No Common Sense, the stupidest podcast on the internet. I'm with my hosts, Levi. No words.
Yep.
Jared.
What's popping?
And Noah.
What is going on?
And today we're doing a one topic episode, or we're going to attempt to. So, what are we talking about today, Levi?
The possibilities and stuff about time travel.
Time travel.
The pros and cons.
Pros and cons. What it is, I guess. We could kind of talk about that. Some theories.
And how media has covered time travel throughout different mediums, I guess.
Yep, generations of movies. Because I want to talk about the movies, honestly.
Movies, TV shows, all of it.
Yep.
Yes, yes, and yes.
And before we get fully into the episode, I do want to apologize for the fan sound. It's kind of warm in my house.
Yep, and I think it comes from, there's some from Jared's side as well, so you're going to hear double fan.
No.
Yes.
There's nothing going on.
Well, air conditioning unit, then.
We don't have an air conditioner unit either.
Then why do I hear noise? Is it just Levi's fan, then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Levi has an extremely loud fan for some reason.
Yes.
He's over here. Why am I hearing noises?
Pretty much.
Said the man in the asylum.
And I sounds like it is shit. Anyways, I don't know if it picked it up on audio or not, but it said that's what it said. Just someone's gonna hear. That sounded like it is shit.
Wow.
Sorry, right. Everyone.
This doesn't sound much like time travel.
No. But before we get into time travel, let's hear from our sponsor, Anchor. And we're back with No Common Sense again. I don't know why I use that line again. Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
Time travel. It exists. Theoretically.
Or does it?
Theoretically. You know, they've actually proven that they can send particles out to the future, or they're at least trying to and see if they can get any particles sent back, and I think they might have got some sent back, but I'm not sure. But that's one experiment that's been going on with time travel.
Yeah.
Interestingly.
Yeah, that is. So I don't really, like I said, I don't look up all the, like, time travel stuff. The only thing that I know that kind of sounds like a logical guess of time travel is watching, like, stuff like the writers of, like, The Simpsons have done over the years.
Oh, are you getting into, like, the whole Simpsons predicts and whatnot?
Yeah.
They've all come true, though.
A lot of weird stuff has come true, like, even Donald Trump becoming president. I just said the D word. Oops.
And literally waving at the exact same moment in the escalator. Dude, that's like nuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they get the year right or was the year off?
I don't remember that part.
I mean,
for some odd reason, I'm thinking it's right, but.
Mm-hmm. I think they probably just talk, like, because there's people that can, like, predict stuff, and it's crazy what they can predict and what comes true. Like, there's some people that, like, have gotten things about how the internet would go kind of right, and, well, not kind of right, but, like, the kind of the proliferation of technology right. So, I mean, like, there's people that can predict stuff, I'm not sure if that's exactly time travel, or if that's just people that are really smart making really good guesses.
I'm getting bored.
The whole predictions thing is a whole another topic we can cover in another episode. That's like mystical stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think there might be something to it. Who knows? Maybe these people are time travelers and they've come back to tell us about the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, then again, the one thing that did not come true is that I do know is the inauguration day the world was supposed to end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was hilarious.
What now?
During The Simpsons, okay, it said 2021, because it was like January 20th, the world was like on fire. And like robots were destroying the world and whatnot.
See, yeah, I don't think that was ever going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, weird things have came true, though, from The Simpsons. I will give it that.
Mm-hmm. Smartphones, Apple watches, just smartwatches.
I mean, I don't know. Because even in Back to the Future, they had something about smartwatches. So, I mean...
That's true.
I mean, I think that's kind of been like a long, long kind of technological concept. If someone wants to make something, they can will it into existence. Not exactly. You know, like, as far as, like, within the realms of reality, some people will believe that you can almost do anything. I'm not one of those people, but I think anything that's within the realms of technology or reality can be done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the more mystical stuff, I'm a little bit more, like, I'm not sure.
Skeptical,
yeah.
I was about to say, Back to the Future kind of got, like, hoverboards right, I guess, in a way.
I cannot comment on Back to the Future. I have not seen the movies.
I've only seen different pieces of Back to the Future. Which one was it? Was it, like, this first or second one?
It's the second one.
The second one, yeah. They had a hoverboard. And then, like, all of a sudden now we have, air quotes, hoverboards.
They're not exactly, though, because the ones in the movie actually hovered above the ground.
Yeah.
And these ones are just, like... On wheels, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's ones that they've made that kind of, I think, like, either works by magnets or dry ice, but they're, like, concept ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't... Like, a lot of people are saying that the hoverboards that they had in Back to the Future probably wouldn't even be a reality because of, like, the lawsuits and someone fell off, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, the ones that were in the movie obviously would be way too dangerous.
They'd be more fun, though.
They'd be more fun, sure, but, you know, some Karen would sue if their little Timmy got hurt.
Yeah.
Karens sue about everything, so...
Bro, I got a Karen for a bus driver.
Oh, God.
Really?
I almost want to...
information.
I almost want to hear this, but at the same time, I know it's a little off-topic. But
it
go ahead.
Topic, so...
But, yeah, but Yeah. I guess that's a story for another time. Sorry, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Something that would be interesting. No, time travel is interesting, though. And actually, someone recently said that there would be a way to time travel without affecting the timeline.
Whoa. Now listen here, Doctor Strange.
I don't know how I feel about that theory, yeah. But... I mean,
so
like...
Does that mean... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, like, I feel like it would be possible to not affect the timeline. But I... At the same time, like, exactly how would you not affect the timeline unless you don't do anything? Like if you observe it from a bubble.
Yeah.
Because if you try to do anything...
That's what I was about to say, honestly.
Yeah, like, time should not be manipulated with, like... If time travel ever becomes a real thing, we should never go and alter previous events.
Yeah. But, like when...
They happened for a reason.
But wouldn't, like, just being in that timeline, wouldn't that be an alteration of the timeline?
What now?
Like, wouldn't even just existing in that time period, like, by traveling back, or traveling forward, wouldn't that be a manipulation of the
Slightly, yes.
But you,
yes, sir.
I mean, I guess as long as you don't do anything that affects major events, I think maybe you'd be okay. Maybe that's what they're getting at.
I don't know, because
like, okay, it's like weird the way the time travel is, because the way that you'd have to think about it is, yes, if you went back in time, you'd be altering this flow of time because you're in a time period where you don't exist currently yet. But because you are there, it is both technically your past and your present at the same time. So you're kind of like living in the present no matter where you are in the time stream.
So maybe that's why they say that it doesn't technically alter the timeline?
I don't know, though, because is it kind of like, because to me, though, it's kind of like, no, I'm taking this into, like, kind of, I know this is not real, but kind of like if you think about Harry Potter, whenever you had
The time turner.
It would be like, you cannot, if you're going back in time, like, to see what happened, like, with you, like, you're not allowed to, you know, yourself, you can't be seen by your actual self in the thing, otherwise it would screw up and people would think you're going crazy.
Well, that's like, the thing,
though. It would be the same way, like, because, like, if your personal... I guess if your past sees you, you know, coming back to you, that would probably mess with your brain some.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess you'd have to time travel in such a way where you can't interact with yourself again in the present. But then that offers a different conundrum of how can you exist in two places at once?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, time travel is just it's a weird topic, you know?
Or as the doctor would say, it's a bunch of wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exact quote as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Partially.
Yeah.
You know what? Screw you. I don't watch it, and I don't care.
It's like, I watch Doctor Who. I know this quote.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Close enough, I guess.
I guess, honestly, this arguing is kind of fun, but Levi, if you want to give the proper exact quote, then I guess you can.
I mean, Jared had it partially correct. It's like, the doctor says, people presume time is a straight flow of cause to effect, when really, it's a big ball of wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey stuff.
Yeah, see, I didn't remember that. I watched the show as well. I got to, like, season 4. Like, I was, like... Well, actually, I got to the end of season 3. And I didn't start 4. And then they removed it from Amazon Prime. And I got pissed off.
Now, if you want to watch Doctor Who, the revival series, you have to get an HBO Max subscription.
Yeah, no. Yay. Thanks. Maybe I'll just buy the whole series on Google Play or whatever.
I have so far the full series except for one New Year's special on DVD.
I DVD is okay, but I've just noticed I've gravitated towards just using my smart TV, so I'll probably just buy it on digital.
But yeah, like,
if I'm going
since
to.
Since we're on the topic of time travel and whatnot, like, the way that Doctor Who sees it is that there are points in time that can be manipulated and changed, and that won't, harm things that much. But it also goes on to explain that there's also these points in times that are called fixed points that cannot be altered no matter what. Like, they always have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if he screws with the timeline a little bit, that event still has to happen. Otherwise, yeah, it will, like, destroy everything.
Hence the episode based on the volcano in Pompeii. Which,
poor,
like,
Pompeii.
Donna wanted the doctor to try to prevent the volcano eruption, but there was a fixed point in time, so he couldn't. So the volcano eruption still happened. But she did eventually convince the doctor to save one family.
Mm. And what consequences did that have? Or did it not go into that?
It didn't really have a consequence, but it did go on to explain how like the Doctor got his 12th incarnation, Peter Capaldi.
Mm.
Because Peter Capaldi played the Roman man in that episode that he's the Doctor saved. So later on, where Peter Capaldi says, like, when he's playing the Doctor, he says, "I understand why I chose this face," and it reverts, and then it does a flashback back to that episode.
Doesn't he come in with an electric guitar or something?
At one point, yes.
That's funny.
But we're getting off topic.
Shut up.
We're talking about Doctor Who and time travel, so technically.
Yeah,
more or less. There's a few time travel episodes. It's more or less like space travel nowadays.
Still.
Aliens and whatnot.
I feel like even like earlier season, earlier seasons went more back in time, and I think series 13 tried to do that too, or what was it, season or series 13, the 13th season, or was it the 12th?
They're filming season 13 right now.
Okay, so the 12th season, or 12th series, however you want to call it, they tried to bring more time travel episodes into it.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you had the Rosa Parks episode. You had the Punjab episode.
Yeah, they're trying to do more time travel stuff.
Poon Master. That's hilarious. Anyway, yeah, I don't really have much on this topic because I'm not, you know, one for all the time travel. Time travel actually hurts my head.
Well, I mean, it hurts everyone's head, honestly.
That's true.
Because we're even debating how it might work. I mean, like, it's the same thing with, like, pocket dimensions and alternate
realities.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole other discussion that kind of ties into time travel, because, like, that's the way that the Marvel Universe is looking at it. Like, the new series Loki that's going to be premiering in June.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
It's going to be focused on, like, time travel and the alternate realities created by the time travel done in Avengers Endgame.
Hmm.
Because in Avengers Endgame, they had to go... Spoilers for Endgame if no one's seen it yet.
Wow, Eli.
It's been... I think you've had your opportunity to watch it at this point.
Yeah. Still yet, though. Just in case. The Avengers have to go back in time to different locations throughout the Marvel Cinematic Universe to get the 6 Infinity Stones. Mm-hmm. And in one of those time travel excursions, after the events of the first Avengers movie in 2012, Loki takes the Tesseract and teleports and disappears. So, that's where this new show, Loki, is going to take place. It takes place after that. So, it's kind of showing off, like, the branches and different alternate stuff that happened because of this timeline altercation.
Bunch of weird. Weird stuff.
Yeah.
Although, it is really good.
It is. It's nice to think about it, but here's the thing. That's one thing that I do not think I would mess with. If it, me personally, I don't think I would ever mess with time travel when it comes to something like that, because I don't know what you could possibly accidentally do. You know, like I said, if they even come up with a way to be able to go time travel, go back in time, and not mess with, you know, the events that happen. I don't see how that's possible unless it's kind of like a bubble that you can just review. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's why some people like they say like if you can actually alter the timeline, they said like something as simple as farting at the wrong moment could destroy the world. So
that's funny.
That's the thing is time travel would be so tedious.
I've heard that.
How funny would that be though?
Like just
death by fart.
I don't know.
No, just the world explodes when someone farts.
Time travel would be such a tedious thing that I wouldn't want to mess with it personally, for the fact that because you don't know what tiny thing that you might accidentally do that'll screw everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay, so typically if you were to ask somebody, if you go back in time and change one thing, like usually most people like, this is going to be kind of a like negative look towards other people, but they're probably going to be looking more after themselves. They're going to want to change something in their own past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're going to have some people that are going to be like, oh, well, I'd go back and I would want to change this and make sure this never happened. Or say Hitler. Someone would probably will say that they want Hitler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the repercussions of what might happen because of that.
Yeah.
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 It could be, hey, you could have just averted the Holocaust. That could be a good thing. But the other alternate thing is you could have just paved the way for an even worse person to come along.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or like basically for like the American South, like prevent slavery from happening in the United States. Well, you don't know what repercussions that could have either. Like I everyone talks about this. It's like, well, to fix racism, we have to use racism. Well, some people would say, well, if I could go back in time, I would prevent racism from ever happening. Well, that's never going to happen. Or yeah, at least slavery.
There's always going to be somebody that hates somebody.
Yeah.
Like, yes, racism is a bad thing. We're not advocating for it at all.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
There's always going to be somebody that doesn't like you.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's something that people in this society just can't accept anymore. That's for sure. That's, if there's one thing I could change about today, it'd be like people would be less sensitive. That's something, but that's like something that would never happen.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that. It's just to a point where like people are so stupid and they're like kind of complaining about, like, you know, kind of getting hurt by the wrong things. Really, like, there's other important matters to get hurt by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly,
anyways, that's kind of off subject of time travel. But
yeah, that is true, but
yeah.
I mean, honestly, like you said though, like I would probably have a more self-centered goal there, and that would be probably preventing my, or like basically trying to, like, if I could like talk to myself as an adult, like go, because like, as an adult, go back in time and tell myself to avoid certain things on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone wishes they could do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But, there's, like you said, and there's also several things others, like, for instance, like, when I go back in time and, you know, change what happened to my uncle who said passed away in 2016. Would I do it? I don't know. For the fact of you don't know what would go on. If something else worse could happen, you know, if you just prevented it from happening, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that called like the butterfly effect?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you've seen, like, for instance, like in Fortnite, when you see all like jumping through the time loops and stuff, that's why they called it the butterfly effect whenever they did that. I mean,
well, the only reason I've heard of the butterfly effect is because of what is it? Levi, help me. It's like that decision making game that you're like up in the mountains.
Which
like,
one?
To go.
Oh,
like, you're going in, yeah.
Until Dawn.
There we go, that one.
Yeah, and then there's like that's basically where the whole saying of like ripples into tidal waves.
Yeah.
Comes into play. It's like one small change may seem like very minuscule now, but it could have major effects later.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just one thing. Like, I don't know, I'd have to read the whole theory on how you could time travel without affecting the timeline. It is something I'm interested in, though. Like, would I want to go back in time to observe certain events? Yeah, definitely. Like, I'd like to see the Gettysburg Address in real life. Or
there's multiple Gettysburg addresses, Cameron. You gotta be specific.
The first one.
See, me, I would like to go back in time to pretty much the early colonization times just to see how it actually was, you know?
I'd want to see dinosaurs.
That'd be cool.
Like, screw all your, like, history and whatnot. I want to go back and see giant man-eating lizards.
Jared.
With the proper gear to protect myself.
Hey, Jared.
I didn't...
Dinosaurs aren't history.
I meant useful history. Useful history.
I think world events that happen today are more important than dinosaurs, but okay.
No.
Hey, dinosaurs are cool.
Are amazing. They are.
They're cool, like, but they're, I wouldn't say that they're... they're not more important than human history, though, because that actually applies to us. Yes.
They are not important. They're not more important.
Like, we're convinced that, like these dinosaurs are like these giant like scaly lizards when others are like they were feathered. You can't tell me that a T-Rex didn't look like a giant like cockatoo or something like that.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not more important than human history.
But dinosaurs.
But no.
That's my argument. But dinosaurs.
But no.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. That's my
argument. It's not an argument. That's just a statement.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Not dinosaurs, dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Rare.
What would you guys want to travel into the future to see what the human race looks like in like I don't know, like thousands upon thousands of years? Like, see.
No.
Not really.
Like, not even like I don't know. Like, what do you want to see? Like, if we even still existed, or like if some other. Like, maybe it's amphibians turns to be the dominant species.
Technically, I'll get back to the dinosaur thing. There was a time before the Triassic where amphibians were rulers.
Yeah. Technically. So, I mean, like, I guess a change in the cycle. So, like, what would be next then? Like, birds?
Avians, yeah. Because it went amphibians, reptiles, apes. Technically, we are apes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess next would be avians. Maybe insects, but...
Well, if you actually think about it, insects already rule the world because they're everywhere except Antarctica.
True.
And they breed and populate and make your life miserable.
To be honest, I'd like to go in the future to see if aliens were real. Kind of like a Star Trek or Star Wars thing. Even though Star Wars was technically like in a galaxy far, like a, what was it, like a galaxy far, far away.
So like time. So, time travel plus space travel, kind of like Doctor Who, then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I would want to see, like... Because, I mean, I'm not a big believer in evolution, but, like, I guess one way that someone could convince me is taking me in a time machine and seeing if the human race looks any different in thousands upon thousands of years. There you go.
Hey, here's my point of view of the whole thing, right? Okay, of evolution. Now that we're on the subject, I have to talk about it. It's not going to be a long tangent, though. It won't be very long. But the thing is, about my personal evolution, no, I do not believe we evolved from apes. I believe, like I said, God created man, and that's how it is. But I do, however, agree on the fact over thousands of years, over the time, animals had to evolve, quote-unquote evolve, and adapt to their environment.
I think everyone that's got, like, that believes in logic believes that, to be honest. I think it's what when the issue comes in is, like, saying that creation didn't happen. That's when I tune out.
Yeah. To me, though, personally, like I said, you can have the right to believe whatever you want to believe, but me personally, I cannot believe just the fact of an explosion happened, a big bang happened, and then boom, everything just was here. I believe a higher power was at a play.
Aliens. Yes.
So that is my
Yeah, to me, just the whole you popped into existence just doesn't seem logical to me. It's like, but it's science. Well, I thought you have to have, like, I thought you had to have it to where you could prove it wrong. That's science. It's not about proving something right, it's about being able to prove something wrong. You could say that you could make anything sound right with manipulations and logical reasoning. You could make anything sound correct. It's harder to disprove things.
You're right. Like, you can't disprove I ate that grilled cheese last night.
So, the Big Bang Theory is more, like, because that's, theory is a scientific term, the Big Bang Theory is more like the Big Bang Hypothesis, which they have no way of proving wrong. So, to me, in my opinion, it's pseudoscience. Now, that, like, to be clear, though, it's hard to prove creation wrong, too.
Yeah.
So, it's not science, either. Because I think the whole. I think the
things.
Go ahead.
So there are several things in the Bible that correlates with past events, and it's just it's hard to study. Don't get me wrong; the Bible is hard to study, and I know by no means a Bible expert, and I wish I was, but I'm not. But there are several things that I've personally like noticed that it, like feels like it correlates with today's, you know.
I mean, that's the thing I was going to say, though. I think, like, honestly, the whole creation of the universe has to be a more philosophical matter, because it's really hard to prove or disprove when we're so far into the future how the universe was created. We weren't there to see it. How do we prove it? Like, how do we prove how the universe was created? Yeah. I think it's a more philosophical question. I don't think there's any way to scientifically measure it with the technology that we currently have. Maybe in the future, yes, we could finally say once and for all.
Yeah.
But right now, there's no way of knowing. There's no way of disproving the Big Bang Theory, or there's probably no way of really disproving creation theory either. So you have to take it as a philosophical thing. What do you believe? So all the scientists out there that keep on trying to perpetuate that Big Bang Theory is actual science, well, it's not. Because you can't prove it wrong.
I feel like Cameron's going off on more of a tangent about the Big Bang Theory than time travel.
Well, I mean, yeah. Let's move on.
Like, you believe what you want to believe, and you talk about what you want to talk about, but it's like...
It kind of fits, though, because, like, it doesn't, like, when... Kind of the whole creation versus Big Bang Theory have a kind of effect on time travel, do you think?
Maybe. No. I don't think it has an effect. Creation, no matter which way it came from, like, it's still gonna end. It's still, either way that it originated, it brought us to where we are now.
Right, but I mean... Yeah. Like, doesn't that have implications for even trying to attempt time travel?
I mean, either way, like, creation started, there's gonna be someone, if they invented time travel, there's gonna be somebody that's gonna want to go back in time to see how the universe was created.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm sure if... People that are in the Christian belief are going to go back in time to witness Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But then there's also going to be like the science types that are going to go back in time to disprove that he was even a real person.
Right.
So.
Well, it's not more disproving him as a real person. It's more like disproving that he
was... any sort of like mystical
it's gonna be more about disproving that he was the Son of God. If they can disprove that Jesus is the Son of God, or in that, you know, the whole, if they can kind of disprove the whole resurrection ever happened, if they could disprove the story of Jesus, that's how they would do it. Or they would try to go back to the beginning and see, did the world explode into existence, or did God create it? However, I've always had this kind of halfway theory of, what if what scientists call the Big Bang Theory is actually God putting things into existence. Like, that's how it appeared, according to that theory,
yeah,
I guess.
You did tell me about that.
Like, that halfway point, where it's kind of like, God did create the universe, but it appeared as a Big Bang. Like, things popped into existence as God created them.
Mm-hmm. Interesting theory.
And I've had this halfway, like, I'm not saying I believe in the Big Bang at all, I'm just saying I've had this kind of, like, in my mind, like, well, what if there's that halfway point, you know? I don't believe the halfway point either. I'm probably fully creationist when it comes to things, but...
I am as well.
I don't know, it's always interesting, it's always interesting, though, to, like, come up with theories. Like, I mean, like, we're discussing time travel and topics that have kind of drifted us off. But...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do you think is the superior time machine, though? One that moves or one that can stationarily travel?
Probably one that moves, because you don't just want to have your time machine out in the open if you do end up time traveling. Like, I'd want to move it and like put it somewhere safe to where I know where it is.
So this is kind of like the whole DeLorean versus TARDIS thing. That's actually kind of what I'm getting into here. The TARDIS, doesn't it try to go to the safest location possible, or does it sometimes just pop in the middle of nowhere?
That's a Levi question.
A bit of both.
Or, like, pop into areas that you kind of don't want it to be.
Like I said, it's a bit of both.
So, like, wouldn't that be annoying, though? Like, because if it popped into a place where you didn't want it to be seen, and then all of a sudden it's kind of seen...
Well, I mean, I think the TARDIS itself always goes to, like, the place that it thinks is safest. But sometimes, in some locations, there isn't necessarily a... safest place. Like, it will, like, if even if the entire area is hostile, it will try to find the safest location.
Take that with an air quote.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't it be annoying that it can't move itself, or it can't really...
No, it can move itself.
Oh.
Like, the TARDIS, like, if you... I don't know if you got that far into the show, but the TARDIS itself is technically a living thing.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It can think for itself, so it can move itself.
Isn't the TARDIS technically a woman?
Yes. There was an episode where the TARDIS did get a personified, like, woman body.
Was this early seasons, or was this...
No, this was a Matt Smith season.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't get to Matt Smith, so... have yet to see it. Like I said, I got to the end of Season 3, onto Season 4. So, like, that's where I need to start, Season 4, Episode 1. And I'm annoyed at Amazon. Or, no, more like BBC. It's probably BBC that caused it to go off Amazon Prime.
I mean, there's also, like, okay, there's another form of time travel that we also didn't necessarily cover, because it's more of, like, a joke time travel.
The bathtub.
There's movies like Hot Tub Time Machine and Bill and Ted.
Yeah, I meant to say Hot Tub, but I said bathtub.
But, like, it's, like... movies that depict time travel as if it doesn't have consequences. Like, Bill and Ted went back in time and brought historical figures back to our present, like, to or their present day, without any consequence.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? Maybe time travel doesn't have any consequences.
Because
us as human beings, we always think that there's going to be a negative outcome. But, like, we never think about what if it doesn't, though? Like, what if there is no harmful implications?
If that's the whole, that's that theory from the kid, basically, that he said that it wouldn't have an effect. I think where that comes from, actually is, how do I say it? Like, basically that time always snaps back. It always goes back to the place that it's meant to. I think that's what the theory is. I would have to read it, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that's my guess. I think that's the theory, is that time will always go back to its original state. So any alterations that anyone makes to the timeline gets immediately erased as soon as it occurs.
Yeah.
Well, or it creates a branching pathway that doesn't affect the current timeline.
As long as this stuff always hurts my head. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I feel like I like the DeLorean, honestly, more. Even though the TARDIS can go into space, I do prefer the DeLorean.
And so the DeLorean is kind of more practical because it's a car, you know? No one's going to think, people are going, like, especially like today, if they've seen Back to the Future, like, they're going to go, like, oh, cool, DeLorean. I remember that car from Back to the Future.
I feel like in the movie, though, the car looks weird. Like, you could tell something's up with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, like, today, like, if they were to make time machines that were based off of cars, they would have to look like normal cars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where the TARDIS, I think, would actually be able to blend in a little more. Like, for example, if it, like, popped into London, or where it often does, then they have this.
You know that, like, police telephone boxes aren't a thing anymore, though, right?
No, I do know that. I'm just talking about, like, if it popped into an older London where they still had them, where the TARDIS could just pop in.
See,
to the original spot.
The original thing about the TARDIS was that it has a function in it, or a circuit that was called the chameleon circuit, which its original functionality was to be able to, it would be able to shift its outside appearance to blend into its surroundings.
But it broke.
Yeah, the doctor's chameleon circuit shorted, and he hasn't gotten it fixed because he prefers the look of the police phone box.
Alright, what is this then?
But then that also means that if someone just sees that police box, you've seen people go up to it and look at it, like, why is this here?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be more practical if he fixed it?
I mean, the way the doctor describes it is just like, he says that it's inconspicuous the way it is because it's like, it's just a box, who's gonna care about it?
Right.
I don't know, I feel like if I saw a weird looking police box, I'd wanna look at it.
Just an old wooden blue phone box.
I know, like, here they'd be called like police box, but don't some people call like a bobby box or something like that, because you know people in like England call them like bobbies and whatnot or whatever.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess I heard that somewhere, but
see, I couldn't tell you that one.
I thought most of the time they called them phone, or I thought they called them police boxes or whatever in the show. Like, it's never really been addressed in the show, I don't think. At least that aspect.
I just thought, though.
What?
I just thought of, you know how you talk about, you know, obviously time travel and stuff, but you know when I'm talking about how, you know how a lot of the times people be like, oh, I thought I saw you the other day, or, for instance,
at
like,
the deja vu.
They always told you that there's always a, what do you say, there's always a twin or something that looks almost exactly like you. Like, what is that?
Doppelgangers.
Doppelgangers. What if those doppelgangers are technically us in our forms of time travel?
That is an interesting theory.
That's a theory. That's another... Noah, you speaking of that brings up a theory that I had.
Oh, no.
Okay, you know how people are constantly reporting sightings of shadow people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. What if the shadow people are people from the future just observing the past.
Then that's one creepy piece of damage.
That's something to think about.
What do you... So, speaking of kind of things that happen in the future, like, what do you think is kind of going to be our next big thing? Like, what is going to be our next big technological innovation?
I don't know. Let me think about that. That's going to take some thinking, honestly.
Some people say microchips. I really am not in favor of that whatsoever.
Ew.
I don't want to be implanted with anything.
Well, I'm not going to be implanted of anything. Like, just go ahead, let me die. I'm fine. Yep.
I mean, honestly, people are talking about kind of like the whole cyberpunk thing, the human augmentation with gadgetry and altering their bodies.
So that's just like prosthetics and with like different functions, though.
No, I'm talking about like full on, like I said, like chips and like stuff like that. Like, some people are thinking that might be our future, is like altering our bodies with modifications.
Well, I hope I'm dead before that happens. That sounds horrible.
Like, yeah.
And like, by that time, are we going to be more man or more machine?
Yeah. Well, I know some people would want to be able to actually completely change their sex.
I mean, like, the implications for that can be both positive and negative. Because, like, say, like, people who can't walk or, like, are have an arm missing, they can have a new limb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, fully functioning, like... Yeah. Like, like, nothing, like, it's not just a piece of plastic where your arm should be.
Yeah, I mean, like, they already got that. Yeah, like, the whole motorized arms... that can actually take input from electrical signals in your brain. That's been developing for a long time now, and they're getting closer and closer with that.
Yeah, but it's still, like, really iffy, though, because, like... Okay, like, say... just say, like the prosthetic, like, all that cybernetic stuff. Like, say you're, like, a police officer and whatnot, and you have the arm. If the arm's advanced enough, someone could hack into the electronics into that arm and make you do stuff with that arm that you would never do.
Yeah, fair enough, but they couldn't control your brain, though. Like,
true.
You would still have your, like, let's just say you only had one of the cybernetic arms. You could either hold that arm to prevent it from doing it, or maybe have a disable switch. I mean, that's also kind of assuming it's internet connected, too, because, like, yes, you can hack in devices that are not internet connected, but it's harder to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
So just don't have the cybernetic components be connected to the internet, and it's much harder to hack them.
That is true.
Which, that's another thing, like, everything is getting connected to the internet. Like, we even have microwaves nowadays that are connected to the internet. Which, actually, I'd be in favor of, because I can't see the buttons on a microwave too well, so
I mean, it's basically
favor of
that. You know, like, just the smart home experience.
Right. Here's my whole thing, though. Like, you're talking about just a minute ago about how the microchip thing, like, that's the next biggest thing you think it's going to be. Think about it, though. What do we have that nearly every single human being has that you carry around with you?
Smartphone.
Arms.
Smartphone or a cell phone, you know?
Oh, I'm guessing arms.
Oh my gosh, dude.
There are people that don't have their arms. That's armsist.
In reality, you know, in reality, if that was the case, they already know where we are. You know, we pay on it with our smartphone. We can, you know, they can tell where we are on our smartphones, stuff like that.
Yeah, true. I think what the chips are going to be, though, is, like, they're going to be implanted in our brains, and they're going to download information automatically. No need to pull out your phone. You just think of something, and then it'll automatically be in your brain from the internet.
Mm-hmm. Most likely.
Yeah. But that'd be, like, kind of dangerous, because you'd kind of, like, install a virus into your brain.
Well, how it, like, what, by altering the electrical signals in your brain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a problem. But I'm thinking that's gonna be like way far off. Maybe by that time, maybe computer, they could get them secure enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not in favor of it any way you slice it.
Yeah.
But I do think I'm not talking about just chips. So I am talking about like how Cyberpunk has the body modification. I think that's gonna become more of a thing. Like, think about this. Like, people want to. There's people that want to change their sex.
Yeah.
Like, so, do you think in the future that they're gonna try to find a way to where they could change a penis into a vagina?
Dear God, I hope not.
I mean, something to think of. It's just something you have to think about, though. Like, people want it, so. And there's scientists that are willing to try it, so.
Mm-hmm. Those people are weird.
You're gonna have the trans community coming right after.
Oh, good lord.
I don't care.
Oh my god. I don't even care, though. Like, I mean, to be honest, like, I feel like the whole, like, okay, if you want to pretend that you're a woman, then fine. That's you do you. Just don't, like, honestly, I'll be respectful to someone. If they want to be called a woman, then fine.
I'm still gonna call him a dude.
I'll do it out of respect, though, like, because, like...
I mean, why? They haven't done anything to earn your respect.
If they don't force me to do it, and they're being nice, then what's the point in me being rude?
I mean, that I can understand. But, like, what have they done to earn your respect, though?
Yeah, but at the same time, that's like saying I should be racist to someone because... because they haven't earned my respect.
Well, you see, that's a completely different thing. Like, I could have, like, no respect for, like, somebody and, like, no matter what race they are, not be racist.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, like, that's the whole point, though. It's like, why be mean to someone if, or, like, why say that you... I don't know. I'm just trying to say that I don't see the point in... I mean, yeah, it is denying reality. I'm not gonna deny that. I'm just... I don't know.
Understandable.
I mean, like, if they're not mean to me and they're perfectly nice to me and they say, hey, can you call me this? And I'll be like, okay, fine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like people with nicknames. It's like, hey, can you call me by my nickname? Like, is it that hard to do that?
I mean, yeah. If I'm first starting out, like, talking to them, yeah.
I mean, sure, but, like, would you say, I'm not going to call you by your nickname because I don't respect you?
Well, the names and the nicknames are, like, not something out of respect, it's something out of a bond. Like, I call Levi a bunch of nicknames all the time, but that's because I'm, like, I am much closer to him and whatnot.
You guys realize, though, that Ben Shapiro said that I will call you whatever you want as long as... As you're respectful to me, right?
Oh, yeah, same here.
I have no idea who that is.
I'm just trying to get the point across that if someone's nice to you, I don't see why you should be hateful towards them.
And I'm not saying you should.
But here's the
also,
thing.
Also, I have no idea who Ben Shapiro is. That's just my fault, but...
We've gone on to a completely different topic now.
We have. Anyway, time travel.
I mean...
I don't really know if there's much else we could say about time travel. We kind of talked about what would be, like, the... Like...
Yeah.
We talked about what would happen in the past, but what about the future? Like, if someone from our time went into the future, you'd think you would mess things up if they were to have brought something back to our time.
Probably.
Maybe. Or it could just advance. It could also ruin the, like, advanced us so fast at that time that would never exist because we'd be even more advanced than what they are now.
I guess
unless, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I guess it'd have to depend on if that technology gets shared or not. Like, yeah. Think about this, though. Like, they said that we're kind of already in the law of diminishing returns when it comes to when it comes to technology. So, like, what's happening now is that technology is not as advancing as fast as it used to. So, eventually we're going to get to the point where we already have everything. So, maybe the technology in the future won't be far off from what we have now. It'll just be faster or more efficient. Because, you know what they say, the green energy stuff, right? I think that will be...
Green energy.
I think that will be the future there, though, is, like, renewable energy. That's what I'm talking about, Jared.
Green energy is, like, solar power, windmills, whatnot.
Gotcha.
Wind turbines.
Hydroelectric plants. Nuclear, even.
Anything renewable.
I don't really talk much about, like, energy and, like, all that good stuff.
Jared, you're not much of a sciencey person, are you?
No. Techie, yes. Sciencey, no.
Techie, yes. Sciencey, no.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to know the science behind technology to be a techie, to be fair.
Yeah, I know. I know, but still, it's like...
I'm telling them that.
Oh, okay.
You say, science has been something that's always fascinated me.
I mean, some things in science are cool. Like, I find the periodic table kind of cool.
I'm honestly not big into chemistry. I'm more into, like, biologic science, honestly.
Chemistry is kind of
or earth science.
Chemistry is fun.
Chemistry sucks. Stuff up.
You mix certain compounds together. That's how you get, like, most of the things we have. Most of the stuff that's in your foods you eat day to day, you wouldn't have if not for chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. Sure.
Like those giant tomatoes you put on your, hamburgers.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ. Don't say hamburgers again.
The Hamburglar, one of the McDonald's discontinued cartoon characters.
Why? Is he a racist now too?
No. Someone actually called one of their news casts hosts. I don't know. Called one of their hosts the Hamburglar.
Funny.
On the news.
Hey.
Oh God. I hate you. Okay, but I was gonna say though, like, okay, yes, the food that we have today is. Got chemical compounds, but you go back in history, it wasn't always like that.
History is full of chemistry.
Yes, but I'm talking about there's natural, like, you have biological ways of killing insects, for example.
Yeah.
So, Cameron, I mean,
time, chemistry has been a thing.
I'm not denying that. I just don't care about studying it. To me, it's shit. I hate it. Like, I hated the periodic table. I hated the math. I hated it. I hated it. I hated it. I hated it.
I have to agree that the math was pretty stupid.
I'm not saying it's not interesting. Some of it was interesting. And in biology, you have to cover that because there's plenty of chemical reactions in plants and there's plenty of chemical reactions in animals. Ugh.
Basically, all sciences can be tied together by some means.
I like zoology though, and like that kind of thing.
Like, we now, like, with prosthetics stuff like that, we're starting to get into the era of biomechanical studies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I also prefer physics. Physics is actually fun.
I haven't really gotten into physics. I'm more chemistry. I'm more chemistry, biology, zoology type.
Physics
I'm
is
more of blowing the crap up with chemistry and chemical compounds.
You know, physics is literally just the base of science, right? It's the easiest subject to learn because it literally just is.
I mean, there's more stuff to it.
No, it is. Yes, there is more to it, but it's actually the simplest subject in science. That comes from my physics professor, and from the class, I have a higher grade in physics than I did in biology in college, so take that as you will.
Well, I mean, some people are just like, well, I wouldn't say physics is. I mean, physics is kind of easy. I have seen some of the stuff, but like, for someone who doesn't really know what's going on about it, or who someone who doesn't really
there,
care about it,
back.
You gotta. Yeah, you good, Levi? Mike, did I cut out or did you cut out?
I cut out. My internet's being dumb.
Oh,
again.
Okay.
Well, luckily we have reached the hour, so.
Mm. Well, we have reached the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Time flies when you're having discussions.
That's very true.
I wouldn't necessarily say this has been the most fun topic, but, I mean, it's kind of fun.
It's been the most interesting topic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We should do these one-topic episodes more often.
Yeah, because we're all over the place whenever it comes to the other episodes. Which
is
the point.
Common sense.
That is the point.
Yeah.
But, I do have to kind of apologize for a joke. Well, it wasn't really a joke. It was a combination of words that I made last week. The whole rape X thing. I wasn't making a joke about rape. It was just me combining a word and it sounded dumb. So, rape is bad. Don't rape.
Definitely.
So, I apologize for that, so don't cancel us. They probably will anyways, once they find this podcast.
Yep.
I say that almost every episode, we're gonna get canceled.
You do say that a lot. It's like...
Honestly, if they don't know all of our real names, though, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
Although they'll try to find out.
My name is
Shiitake Mushrooms.
You're not supposed to tell them, Levi.
And he is Levi Fartsworth.
Pretty sure that everyone knows that's the made-up name.
And Higginbottoms isn't?
Higginbottom is my last name. What are you talking about?
Higginbottom does sound like a proper last name. Fartsworth does not.
How about... Okay, fine. His name is Levi Bendover.
No.
Well.
That was slightly funny.
Jared, how could you?
Sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna almost do a Google search to see if Higginbottoms is a real last name.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
It sounds like a real last name, but at the same time, it sounds ridiculous. So why would you want the last name Higginbottoms? Like, if I had that last name. If I had that last name, I would go to the court and change it.
You'd bring dishonor upon your family by changing your last name.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, a lot of people want to get away. Like, if they had abusive family, though, then why would it matter?
Who says that the Higginbottoms are abusive?
They might just be your, you know, run-of-the-mill backwoods hillbillies.
Quite frankly, I enjoy my last name's Higginbottom, so you shut your trap.
You just hush.
My last name is Doge.
Whoa.
Yeah. Dogecoin. Now I'm just memeing.
Doge should be a good guy's name. Boy's name.
Or if you want to be French, it's Doge.
Doge.
Can you imagine actually, like, going to school with someone named Doge?
Yes.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that'd be a riot.
But, like, the teacher calling out, like roll call, and like, is Doge here?
It's actually Doge. Get it right.
A.A. Ron?
D-nice.
You got messed up, Aaron!
D's nuts.
Oh, Shag Hennessy's...
Whoever says something...
Son of a... Name...
You guys are doing a terrible impression of it. I'm sorry. It's not nearly as funny as the video.
Put a principal Shag Hennessy's office right now!
Whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
I love that.
It's hilarious.
So, what do you guys want to mispronounce your names? I don't know why,
I don't think you can really mispronounce my name.
G-Rod.
This is the end.
No, that's actually.
God.
End it.
No. No. I would end it when I feel like ending it. I'm the host. Did you say poise?
Poise?
Hi, poise. What's up, poise? Alright, yeah, now I will end it. Alright, so thanks for tuning in to No Common Sense. Noah, why don't you cue the outro, our pre-recorded outro. Bye-bye, everyone.
Anus.
Thank you for listening to No Common Sense. If you enjoyed this insanity, then please give us a 5-star review. You can find this podcast on many platforms. Just search for No Common Sense. See you in 2 weeks.